$10. Again, call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or order it via our website, saveus.org. Now, watch, strengthen that what remains, repent, become an overcomer, hold fast, come to life, have an ear to hear. That's the message from today. Watch, hold fast, and repent, the Church of Sardis. Again, I thank you for joining us. I urge you to become a partner with us as day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The just shall live by faith and live faithfully.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the first hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Cathcart and Edie Stryker, and we're going to be talking about their project, SaveOurSpokane.com. Michael, are you there?
I am here, yes.
All right, fine, and I guess we have Dee Dee. Let's see if we can get Edie on the line here. Let me push the buttons, and hi. Edie, are you there?
I am.
All right, fine. Well, Michael certainly is working on a program, and so I'm going to let you tell our listeners a little bit about what you and Edie are doing and what this has to do with Spokane.
Yeah, absolutely. Up here in the city of Spokane, a group known as Envision Spokane, organized by another group from the East Coast, got on the ballot several amendments to our city charter, which are going to really drastically change our way of life and harm the economy pretty considerably. And what we've done is we've formed a campaign, and we're actively fighting against it. What they're trying to do is they want to instill what they're calling rights into our city charter, granting citizens, and I'll just read the main tags and we can get into the details later, that saying that residents have the right to a locally based economy. Residents have the right to affordable preventative health care. Residents have the right to affordable and safe housing. Residents have the right to affordable and renewable energy. The natural environment has the right to exist and flourish. Residents have the right to determine the future of their neighborhoods. Workers have the right to be paid the prevailing wage and the right to work as apprentices on certain construction projects. Number 8, workers have the right to employer neutrality when unionizing and the right to constitutional protections within the workplace. And number 9 is an enforcement clause which grants residents, workers, neighborhoods, neighborhood councils, and the city of Spokane the right to enforce this community bill of rights, is what they call it. And hidden inside that 9th Amendment is a line that strips rights from businesses and takes away their ability to defend themselves from these so-called rights in court.
Well, of course, it really sounds very innocuous. I mean, who can be against all of these things? But where do you get a right to health care, and where do you get a right, any of these things? Certainly, we have a right to be free, but not for the government in one way or another to provide for us. And, of course, when you mandate all of these things, what you're going to have to do is set up a tremendous bureaucracy to control every individual in Spokane. Is there, you are the organized opposition. Does the average individual understand that this is a blueprint for socialism, for Marxism, for a fascist control over your city?
Well, I think a lot of folks are beginning more and more to understand that line of thinking. But unfortunately, where we live in the state, most of the city is the third legislative district of Washington State, and unfortunately, it leans pretty heavily in favor of that direction. So what we're actively trying to do is to give folks all the facts about it and let them know that it's going to cost them, because it's going to create an increase in sales tax, it's going to cause a cut in services like police and fire, and property taxes if they happen to own property. So this is going to pretty significantly affect all residents living in the city of Spokane, and that's what we're hoping to really just let them know.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we're talking with Michael Cathcart, and certainly we'll be getting to talk to Edie here in just a moment or two about a program. Of course, who's really putting up the money? Who's really behind this thing, Michael?
Well, like I said, it's a group called Envision Spokane, and they were formed really kind of at the push of another organization from the East Coast called the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. And for those who want to visit their website and kind of see the similarities, it's CELDF.org. And the man's name who runs that is Tom Lindsay, and he was actually acknowledged in Forbes magazine in 2007 as being one of the top players of making so-called change, I guess, in the country. And he's actually behind change of Ecuador's constitution, which granted rights to the environment down there. He was the guy that pushed that, and so we have him now involved in the city of Spokane trying to do the same thing here and test out and see what they can do in this size of a market.
What about, certainly, what is this in any way related to ICLEI, which is another one of these efforts to control your community up there in Spokane?
Yeah, you have some similarities in kind of concepts and things, but there's no direct connection that we can find to that program. And also we've had folks ask us if this is Acorn that is doing this, and we can't find any direct connections to them, although it's a group that's probably similar in type.
Now, are they trying to mobilize the churches? There's something called the Gamaliel Foundation, the Gamaliel Group. It goes in, tries to get the churches involved in politics. Have they approached the churches to try to get them behind this? Because this is one of those things that sounds like the warm fuzzies, you know, who could be against, you know, the right to health care, the right, you know, to see accommodations, the right to all of these things. But, of course, when you have a right, why you have to take the money away from somebody, somebody's going to have to pay for it. And, of course, you're going to have a massive bureaucracy. And then, of course, you're going to have to be able to control property rights and individual freedom. Isn't this what it's really all about?
Really, it is. And I haven't heard of any connections to them trying to bring aboard the local churches or anything like that. But no, the way you summed it up is quite accurate.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Michael, and then we'll get to Edie here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking with Michael Cathcart, and of course they're trying to block this effort for the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, the Spokane Bill of Rights, which is basically, as Michael describes it, is certainly a Marxist effort to take over the community. Oh, we're here to help you. We're from the government. And certainly, from the government, but they're going to increase the government's power. So the government can provide all these wonderful things for the people. But, of course, government has no money. They're going to have to take the money away from the people to do all of these things, and they're going to have to take away the freedom of the people. And once you establish one of these bureaucracies, Well, Sidney, it's the closest thing to eternal life you'll ever find this side of the pearly gates. Edie, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I have been watching them for well over a year. I am the Government Affairs Director for the Home Builders Association here in Spokane. And one of my members, he attended a neighborhood council meeting, and he said, you know, these people presented their ideas to this neighborhood council. They seem kind of out there. I can't imagine that it would ever gain any traction, but you might just want to check into it. And so I checked into it and just started watching their actions. And everyone else in town said, nah, you're wasting your time. Well, now here we are, and thank goodness I watched them because they are on the ballot.
And certainly, do they have a pretty well-coordinated campaign? Are they getting support from the media, television, radio, or newspapers, or are they being ignored?
Actually, they are getting considerable attention from the local newspaper, and it tends to their reports tend to lean in their favor. So they're not always accurate, but that seems to be the way it is. So
are you getting anything? Is the opposition getting any time?
We are getting time, and again, it's leaned their way. So they, you know, I know that they have taken many of my comments out of context and made it look like, you know, of course we're the big bad developers, and that's who these people, you know, want to, you know, they want to completely shut down development in the city of Spokane, and you know, the press is allowing them to paint us that way.
In other words, they want to stop development, but you need development. If you don't have development, where are your jobs going to come from, you know?
And exactly. Then if you don't grow your tax base, well, you know, how does your city fund all of these programs that they're required to, by law, to provide their citizens?
Well, now, what basic programs? You mentioned health care. How are they going to provide affordable health care for everybody?
Well, I have no idea. We have some estimates based on the number of citizens that are in the city of Spokane who are not insured. And with a 10% subsidy, it would require $17 million per year on the city to provide just the health care portion. The full amount per year would be well over the city's actual general fund. So how they would fund it, they cannot raise taxes enough. There is a cap on property tax, on sales tax. They cannot raise taxes enough, so I imagine they would raise every tax they can, the maximum amount, and then they would cut basic services, our fire, our streets, our street maintenance, police, all of those basic services that they are required by law to provide their citizens.
Well, I'm sorry, how would they tax those? Would they raise the tax to provide those, or would they simply have to cut back on the police and the fire department, these other things, so they could have affordable health care?
Right, they would have to do both. The taxes would have to be raised, and services would have to be cut.
All right, now what do they want to do as far as private property is concerned? Because this is the thing. The keynote of any, of course, Marxist program is control of private property, so that you can own the property, you can pay taxes on the property, but you can't do what you want to with your property.
That's basically what it comes down to. And in this amendment to the city charter, it would allow a neighborhood council. In Spokane, we have 27 neighborhood councils, and these councils act in an advisory role only to the city council. They make recommendations. The city council can take them or leave them. These neighborhood councils, if a development wanted to come in, whether it's a housing development or commercial development, retail, it doesn't matter. They come in, they want to build. If 15% of those residents in that neighborhood decide they don't want it, then they can petition the city council to veto it. If 50% of those people say we don't want it, then they must veto it. So they would completely strip away property rights. It's unconstitutional, but that's where these people really want us to end up, is in court. This is being completely funded by attorneys, and has been written by attorneys in really vague language so that everything has to be vetted in the court. And unfortunately, should it pass, the city, a.k.a. taxpayers, are on the hook to actually defend this document in court.
Now, what about is it local attorneys are putting the money up? Or who's putting the money up locally?
It's local attorneys, yes.
Well, that should make it automatically suspicious. I mean, because attorneys aren't dedicated to the right or the left. They're just dedicated to making money. That's unfortunately the reality. There's some wonderful attorneys out there, and I don't mean to paint attorneys with a brush, but as a whole, there's certainly not necessarily people who hold to high moral standards, but boy, they hold to high salary standards, that's for sure.
Yes, they do.
And Sydney, I have some best friends of attorneys, and God bless them for a lot of them, you know, really idealistic, but they're certainly not in the majority. So what are some of the other rights now? They're taking away property rights. They're going to provide everybody with health care. What about the employment requirements in this legislation?
What this does is it says that employers must basically stay quiet if their employees are trying to unionize. So it strips First Amendment rights from business owners, from employers, and it says that it's granting these rights to workers. But the fact of the matter is that it's stripping those rights from the employer. If the employer tries to tell the workers that, look, if you try to unionize, we're going to have to shut down or have mass layoffs or something to that effect, they would be prohibited from law from being able to do that.
Well, of course, the difficulty is in this economic, atmosphere, I would think that most people would not want to do anything to try to, embarrass or to push employers to the wall. I mean, companies, manufacturers, businesses all across the country are shutting down. The last thing you want to do, of course, is put them under more duress. Or unless, of course, they want to wreck the economy there.
Well, reading this document, that might be the impression you get. And furthermore, it states under their Ninth Amendment, and folks can go to our website, saveourspokane.com, to read this text. What they say is, corporations and other business entities shall not be deemed to possess any legal rights, privileges, powers, or protections which would enable those entities to avoid the enforcement of these rights, or which would enable them to nullify these rights. We can already hear the giant sucking sound into Idaho, into just even the county around us, of these businesses who are able to move, they'll get up and leave as quickly as they can, take the jobs with them, and right there goes our economy. Furthermore, under their First Amendment, granting a right to a locally based economy, it basically limits who and where banks can lend money, which is not something that they really should have the ability to do.
Well, now, how is it going to limit where banks can lend money? I mean, ordinarily banks lend money where they can make money.
Sure.
And where they can have secure, certainly banks should not be forced to lend to people that are not going to be able to pay the money back, and banks should be able to lend where they can get the best return, and usually, of course, that's to the benefit of the community and the people that are borrowing it, if they're responsible. But does it stipulate how they will lend money? Are they going to have
Yeah.
Can they stipulate, can the bank say, look, we want adequate security before we lend, and we're going to lend where we think it's going to be best? Or are they going to tell the banks how to lend money?
Basically, I'll read you the text really quickly. It says, residents have the right to a locally based economy. And that's the tagline. It says, the right shall include the right to have local monies reinvested locally by lending institutions, and the right to equal access to capital, credit, contracts, incentives, and services for businesses owned by Spokane residents. So essentially, depending on how a court interprets what that says, it could mean that local banks can't loan money outside of the city of Spokane, and further, they have to have equal access to credit for all residents in the city of Spokane, meaning somebody with a perfect score credit rating or somebody with a disaster for a credit rating would both, under this, have equal access to credit. And so a bank could be forced by law to lend to somebody who they know that would never pay them back and would default on the loan.
And of course, this is the standard Marxist technique of certainly destroying the financial structure of society. And certainly these people, obviously it's all about control. It sounds very much like the Communist Manifesto. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Okay, what are some of the other provisions? You've read them quickly before, but I want our listeners to know. Now, we have listeners all across the country, but what goes on in Spokane could very soon be happening in your country, especially when we have avowed Marxists and avowed communists working in Washington, D.C., some of them even serving or having served as czars in the Obama administration, bureaucrats answerable to no one. Certainly, President Obama has far more czars working for him in Washington, D.C., than the Romanovs had in Russia prior to the Russian Revolution. All right, what are a couple of the other points that they make?
One of the more disturbing points that I have found in this is the Fifth Amendment, which says the natural environment has the right to exist and flourish. It goes on to say that ecosystems, including but not limited to, and it lists, you know, goes on to talk about the river and the aquifer, that they have the right to exist and flourish. But that language that says including but not limited to, then we're talking about, and a previous version of this listed out soil, rocks, trees, any plants, wildlife.
No, they have equal rights with human beings. We'll be right back.
It's
incredible. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, Edie, go right ahead. You were saying that the rocks and the plants and the river is going to have a right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
That the city, provide affordable housing for every Spokane resident, but of course there's no funding for it, but they say it's not going to cost any money. It requires affordable health care for everybody. There's no funding for it, but they said it's going to be done without having any money and not going to cost anything. And they're going to do a study, but they haven't provided the study that shows how they're going to provide health and education and all these other things and without any money. I mean, if you're going to provide for housing, if you're going to provide for health care, logic tells me, and maybe I'm just too practical, but logic tells me you can't provide affordable housing and affordable health care unless there's going to be money coming from someplace. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We ought to have some incensed people up there in Spokane calling in or the surrounding areas, because believe me, if they get this through in Spokane, these Marxists will be into your community as well. And you see, you have to understand, there really are people who want to wreck our economy because they hate America. They think locally, they act globally. But first of all, first we'll destroy Spokane, and then the rest of Washington, and then Seattle, and then the rest of the nation. There really are people who want that. The environmental movement, and of course one of the things that was pointed out, that the environmental movement gives rocks and trees and rivers the same rights as human beings. In other words, that rocks and every living thing, weeds, trees, everything has rights. And do they differentiate between the rights of people and the rights of rocks and trees?
No, they don't. Basically, they lay out that under their Fifth Amendment, which is the one that Edie was speaking about the natural environment having the right to exist and flourish, They lay out that ecosystems, including but not limited to, have the right to exist and flourish. And in my mind, and potentially in a court's mind, if this is challenged and would be challenged if it were to pass, a court could basically say that any human action that prevents an ecosystem from existing and flourishing would be prohibited. And that could be just about any action that we take has the ability to disturb an ecosystem and infringe on that so-called right. So,
we had something like that in the Coastal Kiss Mission here in California, where it was really certainly set up initially to stop the major developers from coming in and taking over the coast. But as with anything that was well-motivated to begin with, of course, it's taken on a life of its own. And if you want to build an 800-square-foot house on your property anywhere within the control of the Coastal Commission, which is 5 miles back from the edge of the ocean, having nothing to do with the coast, why, they can charge you $1,000 a day for infringement. Somebody built an 800-square-foot house. They ran up fines of $14 million. And, of course, they will punish anyone who opposes them and make their life miserable. And they have unlimited funds, taxpayer funds, to go after anybody who comes. We were watching something, on the Coastal Commission at DVD. People must understand, there really are wicked and evil people who want to destroy our nation. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane, and let's see. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I live in Spokane, and when I first heard the promotion about this Community Bill of Rights. I went to one of the local meetings, and the reason why I went to one of the local meetings is because your guest that talked about sustainable development had inspired me to find out about what's going on here locally and do whatever I can to prevent that.
Is that Michael Shaw you're referring to?
Probably.
Probably. Michael will be on the next hour if you have access to the Internet, while you can listen to him on our RadioLiberty.com. But go right ahead, John.
Okay. So I went to one of these meetings. Now, the thing is that the way they promote this, they promoted it by sending out information in the mail. And so I thought, wow, this sounds really good. This is going to be something where there's some people doing something locally on these issues. So then I get there, and of course it's completely different. And almost everybody in attendance, and they were asking questions, was completely against it. Completely. The problem that I'm seeing with this is anybody who finds out what this is against it. But the way they present it, it makes it sound like it's something other than it is. And so that's the only way it's going to have a chance of getting through, is by people not knowing really what they're voting on.
Well, you see, John, that's why I do what I do, is to try to get the information out that you're not going to get out through the newspapers. Almost every major newspaper in America in any major city is controlled by people on the other side, what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Hang on, if you'd like to, we'll talk to you during the break. Okay, John, go right ahead with what you were saying. And certainly it's all built upon deceit and deception, because most people want to be free. But people are concerned about people who don't have health care, and certainly we don't want people to be living on the streets. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have affordable health care? And wouldn't it be nice if we could keep those, you know, the people who really just certainly want to destroy the environment, you know, by development? I mean, certainly there's some people who are developers who are motivated by greed, and boy, it's a great talking point. Well, I'm glad that the people who went to the meeting you attended were against this sort of thing, because these people are obviously carpetbaggers, very well financed by people, especially by the legal profession, that makes all sorts of money off of other people's suffering. But you go right ahead. And I qualify that by saying there really are some excellent lawyers, that God love them. But unfortunately, the ethics of the legal profession, I'm not sure they even know what the term ethics are. For the good lawyers, you have an exemption. But until we have people who really have the fear of God in them and understand that they're going to have to stand before the bar of justice at some time, either in this nation, in this life, or the next one, until we restore the fear of God in our people, why we're going to have people utilizing the law to advance their own purposes. Go ahead, John.
Well, I have a question for your guests, and that is, do they know, have they traced the money on this thing? Because I heard something where it's coming out of, I don't know if it's Maryland or Boston, or I'm not sure, but if they know where the money's coming from. It's coming from out east somewhere, is what I've heard.
Well, John, that is something that I have been watching for quite some time. I attended Envision Spokane. I attended two of their board meetings until they told me I was no longer welcome, even though this was supposedly a public process. At one of those board meetings, Tom Lindsay stated that they had received a grant of $500,000. He did not indicate where they received it from. Back in July, I filed a complaint with the Public Disclosure Commission because they had not been disclosing where they'd been getting their money from, and they had clearly been acting as a political committee for 2 years. The PDC agreed with me, and they have been in communication with Envision Spokane. And right now I understand that there's a bit of a legal battle back and forth between the PDC and Envision Spokane. So we've done our best. The PDC is working on finding out where their money has indeed come from in the past.
Hold that thought, Edie. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have John calling from Spokane. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24 Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. John lives in Spokane. He's attended one of their meetings, and the only good thing I've heard this so far this evening is the majority of the people at the meeting really didn't like what was going on and realized that this is a scam to advance the cause of control over the lives of the people. He asked about where the money's coming from. Edie said that she had attended some of their board meetings, which were open to the public, until she was told she wasn't welcome. She had filed a complaint with the local political action organization that actually monitors where money's come from. Obviously, they have a lot of money. Somebody gave them a grant for $500,000, and they're not about to tell anybody where the money's coming from. But it appears that it's out-of-state money, and or at least out-of-community money. Somebody's putting up a great deal of money to take over your community. This happened many years ago in Santa Cruz, where I live, and we've never been able to undo the harm that was done as we adopted very similar provisions to our city code here. So anything else you wanted to ask, John?
Well, I've met the presenters at this meeting, and then later I'd seen them whether in front of a health food store or at a coffee house or at a grocery store, and have gotten to know them. They're really nice guys. But I could never get that question answered when I'd ask them where the money comes from. Are you a volunteer? Do you get paid? How does it work? Who's behind this? And I never really got a straight answer.
Well, John, I will tell you, right now with the Public Disclosure Commission, they have reported just over $66,000 in contributions. $55,000 of that has come from Jim Sheehan. He is the founder of the Center for Justice, they give you free legal services here in town.
Is that the one down at the community building?
Yes.
So
he is the one that owns the community building. So $55,000 of his personal dollars have gone into it, and then Center for Justice has in-kinded over $5,000 in services to the campaign. So of $66,000, $60,000 have come to Envision Spokane from Jim Sheehan.
All right, fine. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
No, that's it. And keep up the good work, you guys. And, I really hope this thing doesn't go through. I don't think anybody up here wants it that's aware of what it is.
All right, fine. Well, thanks very much for calling, John. And
okay.
Basically, before we go on, Michael or Edie, I want you to get out your contact information. How can people get hold of you? How can people get help if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're definitely looking for help. So anybody in the Spokane area who would like to come and help us lit drop or wave signs, we could sure use the help. They can reach us. The easiest, simplest way is just to go, email us at info@saveourspokane.com. Or they can
save,
go to the website.
Saveourspokane.com, that's right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. www.saveourspokane.com. Go ahead.
And if they go to the website, there's on the right-hand side of the website, there's a contact form. They can email me directly through that. Or again, just info@saveourspokane.com will go right to my mailbox.
All right, and Chris, our guest this evening is Michael Cathcart, C-A-T-H, like a catheter, Cathcart, and Edie Stryker. That's Streicher. But the best place is saveourspokane.com. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to John calling from Texas. John, do you have a question for our guest?
What's kind of going on with our whole government is that everybody is against all this stuff from a national point of view, state point of view, and a local point of view. And I remember years ago I used to listen to David J. Smith, and he read a thing, I think it was by Adam Weisskopf, that was done back in the 1870s or something.
Adam Weishaupt, of course, formed the Illuminati in 1776 and died certainly in the early 1800s. But go ahead.
And it seems like what I remember is that they talked about undermining governments, and and not doing the will of the people, but carrying out their agenda.
Well, basically, of course, the Illuminati was simply the prototype, laid out a lot of the rules that have been used ever since then. Certainly, the people who financed Karl Marx was a group called the League of the Just, and there seems to be at least a close proximity between the League of the Just and the Illuminati. There are these people out there that really want to destroy society, but of course behind them are powerful spiritual forces. The Illuminati was simply a manifestation in the latter part of the 18th century of the program of the ancient mystery religions, and that is their goal going back for thousands of years, has always been to destroy Christian civilization and individual freedom. Thanks very much, John. Let's go to Rob, who's calling from Liberty Lake, Washington. Hi, Rob, are you there? Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest? Go right ahead.
Okay, and I've been kind of following this, but last spring there was some legislation that passed in the city council called the Mayor's Task Force on Sustainability, and it had something to do with the previous mayor signing on to the Kyoto Protocols, and I was wondering if this is like that. How do they tie in together, these two quick things? One kind of set up the other one.
Okay, do you have any thoughts at all about the relationship between this committee and the Kyoto Protocols, which, of course, calls for cutting back on greenhouse gases and certainly destroying the industries of the local community, because you cut back on greenhouse gases, you have to stop certainly people using their cars or burning on the wood in their fireplaces or burning coal, and you have to, of course, shut down the electric generators because they're taking out our dams, so we won't have hydroelectric electricity. They block nuclear, and then they want, of course, to stop either certainly oil or coal or natural gas fired generators. So it is really an attack on the industrial basis of our nation. Is there any relationship between this organization that's trying to take over Spokane and the Kyoto Protocol?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Rob. There's no direct relation between the two that I'm aware of, but they're similar in ideals, certainly. And one thing I will point out is that our mayor, who is very much on the sustainability bandwagon, has come out opposed to this proposal fairly strongly, too. We held a series of town hall meetings, and she came to our first one and spoke out against this for about 10 minutes. So we were very happy to have her come and speak out. But no, there's no direct connection that we are aware of, specifically tying it up the line, but they are similar in ideals.
I think what you have to understand, Rob, is that we are under attack from all sides, and they have all sorts of organizations. They have unlimited funds. Their ultimate goal is control over everything. And so you're fighting one, and then there's three more monsters coming up all around you. These are people who are dedicated to control, following that age-old plan of think globally but act locally. And that's what they're doing. They're totally dedicated, and they're very well-financed. Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Oh, no, it just seems like, you know, with everything, they are getting control over every aspect of our lives, you know, with the health care program. It's kind of control over our life and death, you know, birth and death. And they're in control over our land and control over our environment. I mean, the way I read this thing, it would be in violation if you knocked a hornet's nest off your house.
Right, and that's exactly what they want. They want an excuse to come after you and make your life miserable. And then they'll say, well, look at these people whining at that. Just abide by the law. And we're going to fine them $1,000 or $10,000 a day because they, of course, they knock that wasp's nest off. And they do this sort of thing in California. Hey, anyway, so you're learning about this up there. And, of course, Rob, you've got to get the people up there organized, you and Edie and Michael. And we'll do everything we can with our little limited radio coverage there. But there's a growing number of people, and we're going to do everything we can to help you get the information out. Hey, thanks very much for calling. What are your thoughts on what Rob said, Michael, or Edie? One of you have a comment?
Well, actually, if I could go back a couple of callers. The first caller made a comment about how innocuous they make this whole thing sound. And one thing I would like to actually just, if I could read the ballot title to folks listening so they can actually hear how innocuous they make it sound. This is the only thing that voters will read on their ballot. And in Spokane County, traditionally we've had a voter's pamphlet that was mailed out to folks, and they could read the full text of the proposals and the pros and cons and all that. Well, this year, with our county being $12 million in deficit, there's no money to do that, and it costs $80,000 plus to produce that. So this is the only thing voters will read unless we're able to do our job and get out and let people know there's a lot more to this proposal. So I'll read the ballot title, and it says, "Shall the city charter be amended to add a community bill of rights, which seeks to build a healthy, sustainable, and democratic Spokane by securing rights to a locally based economy, affordable and renewable energy, affordable preventative health care, affordable housing, a healthy environment, and constitutional rights in the workplace, as well as apprenticeship training and the prevailing wage on certain construction projects, and by securing the right to determine the future of neighborhoods?" So that, what I just read, is the only thing voters are going to read on their ballot.
And, of course, it sounds just so warm and fuzzy and just like a motherhood and apple pie. And you've got to get around this. And, of course, if you had an honest newspaper, why, of course, it wouldn't be a problem. But they purchased the newspapers all across the United States many years ago, and the people who control them are using the power of the press to conceal the truth from the American people. And so, Sydney, you're going to have to buy ads, and you're going to have to do flyers. You're going to have people go out to the balls and pass out information. And you're going to have to put this under the windshields. You're going to have to use every alternative means of getting the information out. And, of course, you will have full access to Radio Liberty, and we want to get you on our afternoon program, because we also do have a station there in Spokane in the afternoon. I do what I do to try to help communities like yours to survive in times like this. Edie, comment from you.
Oh, well, just I appreciate all that you have done for us by getting us on the radio and helping us get the word out, not just here locally, but nationwide, because we know that this group, their next target is both Portland and Salem, Oregon. So if you're out there, you're listening in those areas, please be aware that the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund has set up an office in Portland, Oregon, and you are their next target. So this is something, if they will start striking out nationwide, and we really, we need to stop them here, we need to stop them now, and really start making people aware nationwide of what could be coming to their communities.
Well, now, have they started in Portland? Because we do have a Saturday program there that's well heard in Portland, and Sydney, if this is an acute thing, why, we could put you specifically on that one station for the weekend program. Because my job is to get the information out. So when you think that they're beginning to advance their diabolical effort, and I believe this truly is diabolical in Portland, you let me know, and we'll pre-record a program for you.
Absolutely. We would really appreciate that. And then the other thing that I would like to mention, those of you listening in Spokane, we really do need your help. Just like Stan says, we need to be out at the malls. We need to be out lit dropping. We need to make everyone aware of what this truly is, and we have a huge effort underway. We need volunteers. So if you have time on the weekends to help us go out, and even during the week to help us go out, distribute our information door to door. You don't have to talk to anyone. We just want to drop our information off so people can read it. Please get in contact with us through the website, SaveOurSpokane.com. We will be happy to have you help us out. We would really appreciate that.
And let me just comment that freedom is not free. If you're not involved, you're part of the problem. And you're going to have to be involved, because, believe me, the people on the other side are dedicated. They've dedicated their whole of their lives to destroying our society. And they're willing to go to these interminable meetings. They're willing to give their evenings and their weekends in this effort to destroy our society. And you say, why would anybody do that? Well, they simply have a different worldview. a different agenda, and I personally believe they are certainly energized by sinister forces. You're going to have to be involved. And, of course, this is a spiritual battle, but it's being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. The pantheistic concepts, the equality of rights between human beings and rocks and trees and butterflies and weeds, this is pantheism. And, of course, until you understand the spiritual implications, none of this makes sense. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. But I would urge you, I would plead with you, join with Michael and join with Edie and the other people. Save your community. Send these carpetbaggers packing. And then we'll, of course, go after them and help to get the truth out in Portland. Of course, if you can help Radio Liberty along the line, fine. But, you know, right now your major focus has to be putting your money, your time, your effort into your own community and get the people in the churches and get them mobilized and maybe get the tar and feather out as well. Well, let's go to Bruce calling. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm glad to have Michael represent our city. And these two really have a finger on the pulse of what this is all about. And I commend their energy and dedication to this, and I'm happy to have them on. Now, what it's been, the same question has been broached by the previous caller, but finding the source of this, these funds, I think is very critical in the near future for one of the things that's stopping it. However, you know, just like you say, the groundwork of an army of small soldiers is going to help more than anything else.
All right. Now, when is the election going to be held?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I think it's the 8th of November.
No, it's the election itself is the 3rd of November, but in the state of Washington, we're a mail-in ballot state. And the ballots will actually arrive in people's mailboxes the 15th and 16th, so just next week.
All right, fine. Look, Michael, you're going to have to call me off air. And so we want to get the schedule for our afternoon program. And it almost looks like we're pretty well filled up. I'm going to have to do some fancy juggling to get you on, but we want to get you on to the afternoon program because it's not only heard on the certainly on the evening. We want to, of course, to get you on sometime where it'll be heard on all the stations there. Anyway, we're going to let you go, Bruce. Thanks very much for calling,
right.
And we'll be
go
back
ahead.
In just a moment.
Right, bye.
Well, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Who's going to be the spokesman, Edie or Michael?
I will go ahead and wrap.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1000. 800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620. Or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
One ball of wax. They want to take over our cities one at a time. They're well-funded, and of course, I believe they are evil people. They know exactly what they're doing, and they hate freedom. They want, of course, to regulate every aspect of your life. And this is happening at the national level. It's happening at the local level. If you really want to understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And, of course, here my talk on the financial Armageddon and how they've created the financial collapse that we're facing today. Those of you who listen to our programs regularly remember that last year we featured Lindsay Williams. He had told me in July of last year exactly what was going to happen, and it happened almost to the letter. If you can read the entire story in my October newsletter at radioliberty.com, that's October 2008. Well, Lindsay has another story to tell. He told it to me yesterday or day before. We'll be having him as a guest here on October 22nd and have him on all of our programs. If you want to know what the future holds, it looks very, very bleak. But then understand that you and I aren't going to change this. Only God will intervene. But are we worthy of his intervention would be the question. Well, let me remind you that we are holding our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 25th of October right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And if you're out there across America and you're coming, give us a call and get your reservation in. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. We've got just a little over 2 weeks, and we have to cut things off about a week ahead of time because they have to know how many people are coming for lunch and, get the all the fancy things made that they're going to be serving. And then, of course, if you're interested in getting a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to pass out, to lend, to sell, we don't care what you do with them. And ordinarily they market at $12.95, and you can, of course, purchase them, or you can get them for a suggested gift of $149.95, 60 copies of the $12.95 book, $149.95 for shipping. We won't bill your credit card until such time as we have a sufficient support and sufficient people have pledged to actually go ahead with the printing. So we hope if this would be a great thing to have. We have a couple of new supporters. If you go up to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com, we're carrying something called V-Line. Lock boxes. If you have a weapon in your house, you want to have it locked. If you want to have it loaded, you can't have it around the house unless it's in a lockbox. And then, of course, only you know the punch key. And it takes you about 1 second to open the box. It's amazing. And so if you want information, certainly look at our webpage. We're carrying a new product. It's recommended by Dr. Blaylock, our good friend, who you heard last night. It's called Brain Health, and go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to the banner on healthcare, on on brain health, and then on sort of with Christmas coming up, what do you get for the man who's got everything? Why, you get him a V-line, a lockbox. And anyway, because we've got a lot of interesting things there. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on the internet connection, satellite connection. I said, Neo, you can watch our DVDs free. You can read our newsletters free. Please encourage others to listen to our programs, to get educated, to understand the spiritual nature of what's going on. Probably the best series of DVDs is entitled The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And if you think Dan Brown is exciting, his latest book, The Lost Symbol. I mean, it's nothing compared with the truth. Now, Dan Brown hates the God of the Bible, but you need to understand there's a certain amount of truth in what he says about the occult organizations, the Masons, and, of course, the secret knowledge, which is there. And, of course, you don't want to tap into it. Well, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates, centered right here in Santa Cruz. And, of course, Michael talks on sustainable development. He talks about the organized effort to destroy and undermine the very fabric of our society. And so, without further ado, let's get to Michael. Hi, Michael. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm well, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, would you like to pick up the story?
Well, we're going to talk tonight about the Sustainable Communities Strategy in California Senate Bill 375. I've been talking for years on Radio Liberty and elsewhere about the sustainable program, but never has there been legislation that was so pinpointed to do precisely what we talk about as sustainable development as this piece of legislation. Now, on September 30th, 2008, Arnold Schwarzenegger signed Senate Bill 375, but it didn't have particular meaning until September 30th, 2009, when the recommendations of the Regional Targets Advisory Committee were made pursuant to Senate Bill 375. So on September 30th, just, very recently, this report to the California Air Resources Board was compiled and filed by this Regional Targets Advisory Committee members. Never have I seen any legislation so blatantly, openly promoting of sustainable development in those words, as is this bill. This bill is destined to change the entire nature of life in California. It is designed to create real pressure on rural communities, required development in accordance with smart growth standards, and it is designed to destroy ordinary people's use of an automobile. Now, the bill...
Wait a minute now. They're going to destroy the ordinary use of an automobile?
Well, they're going to restrict it so heavily. That was given to an overstatement. They're going to make it very difficult to use automobiles. The idea is that all people are to live within walking distance of work.
Well, but what happens to people like myself who has a home up in the hills? We're about 2 miles away from, 3 miles away from 41st Avenue. How will we do our shopping?
Well, they haven't decided whether the limitations on carbon uses, limitation on gasoline, for instance, will be employed on a regional basis or on a per-citizen basis. That's one of the specifics of this legislation that have not yet been finalized. Ultimately, I think we can rest assured that the limitation will be placed on every individual. And so, like in the cap-and-trade bill, people will have credits for how much mileage they can use in regards to an automobile. And if they go over that, it gets very expensive.
But what happens if we have, certainly you and I live in a bedroom community, and a lot of people will commute from where we live over to San Jose, to Santa Clara. Some even commute to the Bay Area to work every day. What's going to happen to them? And they have to have a car to drive back and forth an hour a day.
Well, if you drive an hour a day under the California Senate Bill 375, as it lays out, you are going to, over the next period of a few years, find yourself in a deep financial hole.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the bill takes smart growth and makes it not a local requirement anymore. It makes it a state requirement. All cities will have to begin to implement smart growth building requirements.
Well, you certainly wouldn't want dumb growth, would you?
Well,
no, I say that facetiously.
Sure,
because
you do. And for the new listener who doesn't know what smart growth is, that's a very legitimate question. For regular listeners or followers of Freedom Advocates' work, you know what smart growth is. It is the clustering of human beings into narrow development districts where the neighborhood is to be walkable so that people don't have to own cars, is the idea. So you live on the 33rd floor, and everything you need is within walking distance. You're seeing massive developments being built, even in Santa Cruz, but certainly in Chicago and major metropolitan areas, where dense, they call them human settlements, are being created, none of which have parking garages. So it is anticipated in these communities that people will not own cars. Smart growth is about stack 'em and pack 'em housing to be built along railroad lines or other public transportation options.
Well, Michael, we have here in Santa Cruz, where both you and I live, certainly an area. It's down Sydney at the far end of town, and it's on the rail lines, and they have their three-story buildings, and at least in some of them they have stores on the first floor, and then the idea that people will live on the second and third floor. Are those selling pretty well? Are those pretty well filled up,
Well, I don't believe they are. Last time I looked, they certainly weren't. Portland, which has a broader experience with this, went years and finally had to negate all property taxes and effectively give these units away because the populace has not taken to the smart growth development dynamic.
Well, of course, the only way they're going to do that is to impoverish our people, get the people poor enough so they can't afford to live any other place, and then let them live there for little or nothing. That way they can force them to do what the rulers want them to do.
Well, that's precisely right. But another way to force that to happen is through the destruction of the dollar, which we're all witnessing daily as we check business news. As the dollar becomes less valuable, people become less wealthy, and the incentives made for living downtown in these smart growth communities continue to loom larger and larger. But it all comes from money, because smart growth is extraordinarily expensive, because the guys they have building it...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. He's talking about smart growth communities. Now, of course, the contrary to that is dumb growth. Who'd want dumb growth? Well, of course, this is not smart growth. This is controlled growth. They want to force you, you know, into a small little apartment somewhere where they can monitor and control you. And, of course, they're building these in my community and communities all across America on rail lines, makes it very efficient. They don't have garages because they want you walking or on your bicycle, just like they are in Beijing. Of course, in Beijing, they are encouraging people to buy cars. Here, they're trying to get us out of our cars. What's wrong with this? But it's all about control. And, of course, the people don't like this. And in many of these communities, people just have refused to move into these. And this is one reason why they have intentionally collapsed our economy. And, of course, things are going to get... Well, you'll have to hear Lindsay Williams when he's going to be with us in 2 weeks to hear the rest of that story. But let's put it this way. There is a planned, organized, orchestrated effort to impoverish the American people and force the American people into these so-called smart growth or sustainable communities. Because, after all, who would want to live in a dumb community? I love the way they use words. They use words to conceal really what they're up to, and what they're really up to is diabolical. If we wanted to use the term a socialist or sustainable or simply slave communities, that would be a better word than smart communities. But go right ahead, Michael.
Sustainable plays into the same game plan. Everyone wants to be sustainable, but sustainability in the political context means a system of communist justice, meaning social justice, where different groups are treated differently in accordance with what the leaders think is in the common good, and fascist economic principles. That's why we have these public-private partnerships building our smart growth communities, all with funding from the federal government and from local agencies, all very, very inefficient with their cost expenditures, all building to the same criteria, which is stack them and pack them 800 square foot units where there is no parking garage. Well, this is now state law in California. We are the first state in the country to adopt a patently, I mean, they call it the Sustainable Communities Strategy. And SB 375 requires that every regional government agency, they call them Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or MPOs, which already exist in this state by various names. Where we live, it's called AMBAG, something associated Monterey Bay Government Association. I don't have that quite right. It's something like that. In the San Francisco Bay Area, it's called ABAG. Well, there are 18 of these across the state. None of them are elected, but they all control the communities within their jurisdiction. Now, SB 375 gives these organizations massive powers to impose upon every city and every county under their jurisdiction regulations that force every community to a smart growth, sustainable community standard. Now, that is Agenda 21. For those who have heard me before, they know that sustainable development and the UN Agenda 21 are the same thing. So what the state of California has done under our Republican governor is adopt statutes that require every inch of California to have a new legal constraint that imposes Agenda 21 sustainable development, smart growth policies throughout the state.
Well, I think it's when you refer to our Republican governor of Sydney, remember, of course, Arnold is married to a lifelong Democrat, from a lifelong Democrat Party. Sidney, Arnold had to be taken. Warren Buffett took Arnold over to England, where he had to be cleared with Lord Rothschild, and these pictures are there. Lord Rothschild, Warren Buffett, and Arnold Schwarzenegger smiling together, at their laughing about how he will become the next governor of the state of California, and the people will think they elected him. But, of course, he was selected by the power elite. Of course, it includes the Rockefeller family, the Rothschild family. Certainly, this is the eighth largest economy in the world. Arnold Schwarzenegger, although I agree with some of the things he's done, really are terrible, in support of socialism. I will give him credit for what he's trying to do now, trying to balance the budget. But going right along with sustainable development and all of these environmental programs has betrayed the people of this state. For those of you who do not know, they shut down pretty well farming in the greater part of the Central Valley of California. In the Central Valley, the unemployment rate is 40% in places like Modesto, 40%. Now, they're not telling you why it's so high, why we have, you know, well over 12, somewhere between 12.5% and close to 13%, somewhere between 12 and 13% unemployment. It's because they have intentionally shut down farming in California, in the Central Valley, because there's a 3-inch endangered smelt in the Delta, and we've got to let all that water run out into the ocean to save the smelt, rather than, of course, have our crops grown, major part of our income here in the state. And one reason we're having so many problems financially is because they're not getting the money in from the income tax, because the farmers can't pay it. They're all drawing unemployment, if at least those are qualified for it, and they intend to wreck and destroy the economy of this state, and they're doing it intentionally. And why doesn't Arnold intervene? Oh, he says, I can't do anything. That's the Environmental Protection Agency. And believe me, there's a lot he could do. He doesn't want to do it. He's playing his part very well. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll simply add to that that when we talk about the implementation of the United Nations Agenda 21, Republicans are just as dirty-handed as are the Democrats. After all, it was George Bush in 1992 who brought the UN program to the United States after he signed on to it and implemented sustainable policies in every federal agency way back in 1992. And, of course, Clinton, Bush too, and now Obama have just continued with that. But there's no question that if we threw out this Democrat Congress and replaced it with a Republican Congress, the process of Sustainable Development Agenda 21 implementation in this nation, in this state, in your town, will continue. We are between a rock and a hard place, because if we're going to play ping pong between Democrats and Republicans, we're going to get the same result no matter who we use. And yet, you can't turn around and say, well, that's why I'm a libertarian. The Libertarian Party is knee-deep into the Sustainable Development implementation, as is evidenced by Reason Foundation's lead of Republican Governor Perry's implementation of the Trans-Texas Corridor down on our southern border. So we are in tough shape. I got an email today from a fella in North Carolina who's going to run for Congress as an independent, understanding that both these parties are leading us down the same path, a path that no American's going to be happy to when we really roll down this road, because sustainable development is at the end of the analysis. This jumps ahead a long ways, but at the end of the analysis, sustainable development policy in writing calls for an 85% reduction in human population.
So, and as incredible as it sounds, they really intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and that's why they're storing the seeds up above the Arctic Circle. Who's paying to store the seeds on the islands off the shore of the Scandinavian countries? Why, Bill Gates, who believes in population control, the Rockefeller, who believes in population control, Monsanto, who is using their genetically modified crops to destroy the normal seeds in this country, and other major corporations going right along the population control agenda. They're storing the seeds so that they can have seeds to plant when they start all over again. Go right ahead.
Well, SB 375 is what is the scoping plan. Now, those are their words. The scoping plan to implement AB 32, which is a bill passed in 2005 or 2006 called the Global Warming Solution Act. Now, this is another Schwarzenegger initiative that made California the first place in the United States to basically adopt the provisions of the Kyoto Protocol. We are to reduce our 2020 emissions level to whatever they were in 1990 under the Assembly Bill 32. Now, this one that that we're talking about tonight, and for which this report just came out a week or two ago, directing regional governance on how to implement the provisions necessary to find solutions to the global warming problem, are all built into this Senate Bill 375 that requires all communities to adopt a sustainable community ordinance, which means pull people out of out of rural areas, make it tough for suburban dwellers, and get people into smart growth housing with smart growth transportation models, which means trains, bicycles, and walking paths.
And, of course, how do you get them out of the rural areas? Why, of course, if they're in forested areas, you just let the fires burn. You keep them from clearing the brush so that they can't protect their homes and their homes burn down, or the forest around them burn down, and they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Why do you think we're having more fires and worse fires than we've ever had before? It's all part of the program. They have prevented having the roads that you need, the fire breaks that you need, clearing the brush that you need to prevent the fires. How else are you going to get the fires going? How else, of course, are you going to drive people out of their secluded homes, that they love, into areas where they can be watched and monitored and controlled? You say it couldn't happen. It couldn't happen in America. Look around you, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the video cameras. Look and see how they're monitoring everything.
It's happening.
Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's just review the essence.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Not into a true Marxist a form of government, but into a fascist form of economy, where first you have a very efficient corporate structure, a corporate fascism, where government and industry works together. This is what they have in communist China today. That's why their structure worked. This is why the concepts of fascism worked in Mussolini's Italy and in Hitler's Germany. And that is the direction we're moving towards, the point where the corporations and the banks, working in conjunction with government, rule the world. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, and then the third E. We've talked about equity. We've talked about economy. The third E is environment. Environment is what Californians fall over onto their face, because anything that's argued as being environmental, Californians are for. But the environmental movement, as it is being utilized, is merely the front for creating new systems of justice and a new system of government. And that's why we've got to become very wary. Certainly the government has a role in protecting the quality of our air and the quality of our water. It has a role in protecting you from having your property spoiled by someone else. But that's the extent of government's role in protecting the environment. And when the environment is used for the excuse to change our system of justice, change our system of economics, change our system of government, well, then I'll tell you, you've got to slow down. You've got to realize you're buying the devil's deal. And that's what California has done with Senate Bill 375. Now, it's all based, 375 it is, that it's all based upon the presupposition that we're in a phase of man-made caused global warming. Global warming is the excuse increasingly for all kinds of draconian legislation, from cap and trade at the federal level to SB 375 here in the state of California. That's why it's so important that people get a grasp on the global warming discussion. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I can sure refer people the work done by Michael Kaufman in this area. If you haven't seen his video releases on global warming, you need to. He's got a series that he's done that's suitable for fifth graders. Adults have a lot to learn from it, but a fifth grader could watch it and understand it. And people need to come to understand that, firstly, it's not warming. It hasn't been warming in over 10 years. The global warming scare is a hoax. It's being used to redo the entire legal structure of California, certainly as land use and transportation systems are affected, and that's what Senate Bill 375 does. Now, I'm going to read, depending upon how much time we have, somewhat extensively, from a report, a recommendation list, from the Regional Targets Advisory Committee, pursuant to Senate Bill 375. This is a report to the California Air Resources Board. That's the Air Resources Board that has primary authority for the implementation of Senate Bill 375. And I'm going to attempt to explain how that works and how far-reaching this all is. Now, the Climate Change Scoping Plan, adopted in December 2008, is the overarching framework for meeting the Global Warming Solution Act of 2006, AB 32, greenhouse gas emissions reduction goal of returning to 1990 emission levels by 2020. Well, it's quite an ambitious plan, one certainly that is likely to leave Californians, if we're not because of the destruction of the dollar or for some of the other reasons that we're facing today, just standing by itself, this action would turn California onto its heels. Now, 375, in its words, is landmark legislation that aligns regional land use, transportation, housing, and greenhouse gas reduction planning efforts. It requires the Air Resources Board to set greenhouse gas emission reduction targets for passenger vehicles and light trucks. These targets are for the 18 Metropolitan Planning Organizations, so-called MPOs, in California. Now, these MPOs already exist. It was Ronald Reagan who said, when he was governor here, that California's government was from the horse and buggy era, and he sought to regionalize it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Michael Kaufman. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, I referenced Michael Kaufman earlier, but you've got Michael Shaw.
Michael Shaw, I'm sorry. I was actually making a note that Michael Kaufman said DPD is here. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Well, these metropolitan planning organizations, in their own words, are responsible for preparing sustainable community strategies in order to meet their established targets. Now, the report goes on to say that prior to setting targets for a region, the Air Resources Board is required to exchange technical information with each MPO and their affected air districts. Now, you may be sitting someplace outside California saying, well, California, they might as well just carve them off and float them out to sea. Well, I've heard that for a long time. But what I've also known for a long time, and most Americans know it, is that what starts in California spreads. I got an email just yesterday from New Hampshire that they're ready to do the same thing by the governor, Governor Lynch's executive order. So what is happening here is, I'm sure, planned and certainly very likely to spread to states all across the country. So understanding how these regional governmental operations exist and what their purpose and intent is important to us all, because regional government, we must remember, has no established political boundaries, does not get elected, but simply serves to rule over the elected officials that we do vote for, telling them what they have to do and how they have to do it in order to meet their obligation, as said, under state law. Well, every state can now begin to pass bills like Senate Bill 375 in order to create sustainable communities everywhere. That certainly has been the goal of the federal government since 1992. Now, once targets are set for the implementation of 375, the bill requires the metropolitan planning organizations to integrate their region's greenhouse gas emission reduction target for automobiles and light-duty trucks into their next regional transportation plan process.
Yeah, go ahead.
The sustainable community strategy is a fourth element added to three existing elements.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. We're talking really about how this whole sustainable program works. And, of course, before we go on, Michael, I want you to give out your web address and telephone number and tell people about the information they can get if they contact you at Freedom Advocates, and then you can go right ahead with the story.
Well, Freedom Advocates focuses on bringing information about Agenda 21, sustainable development, to the people across America. We've been doing that since the year 2000. We have a very comprehensive website. On our homepage, we've got a number of links that will take you to good summary documents, summary videos, summary audios that will give you an understanding of sustainable development so that you can recognize it in your own community. Because in short, sustainable development is the global to local program for world collectivization and a one world government. So if we don't understand their methodology for achieving this goal that is moving closer and closer into place, we are going to be swallowed up by it. And when we become swallowed up by it, all the freedoms that you think you're living with now will be gone. So it's important to understand sustainable development. I think we've got probably the most usable and deep web page of anyone in the world on sustainable development. In fact, we get users and contributors both from English-speaking countries from all over the world. So I would really suggest to the listeners that have not signed up for our periodic reports, always focusing on Agenda 21 policy, that they do so. Simply go to our website and sign up, and when we send out our periodic reports, as we did yesterday on this subject, we'll keep you abridged of what's happening in your neighborhood, what's happening in neighborhoods like yours, and what to do about it when you encounter it. That's freedomadvocates.org. If you want to call us, our number is 831-684-2232. 831-684-2232.
And I certainly endorse Michael's work. You'll not find a better source of information anywhere in the world than Freedom Advocates website. Go there, get the information, support Michael, help to get the information out, because this is certainly one of the chief coordinating means by which they are conspiring, and they really are conspiring, to destroy Christian civilization and to establish this one world authoritarian community under the control of a ruling elite. They know what they're doing, and they work, of course, to their plans are laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, in the Agenda 21 report, which you can actually get copies of from Michael, the Earth Charter, and I'm sure he offers that. They laid the whole thing out. The Earth Charter, incidentally, was written by one of the wealthiest men in the world, a man named Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of Nelson Rockefeller. A very significant and important occult document. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, when we look at the regional planning agencies in California, many people don't know about them. Here locally, it's called AMBAG. Associated Monterey Bay Area Government Association. In the San Francisco Bay Area, it's called ABAG. There are 18 of these around the state. And they've had as their mission for quite some time three primary elements, one being policy, two being financial, and three is what they call action. But now they've added a fourth element to all these unelected regional planning agencies that cover the entire state. They've added a fourth element, and that element is the sustainable community strategy. So the only way to really understand sustainable communities is to understand Agenda 21, otherwise known as sustainable development. This is the program that's being implemented by the federal government since 1992 and George Bush, and
it's being had been implemented in the states on a piecemeal basis. But with this legislation, what we know is that it is now official state policy, and in fact, state law, that smart growth communities must be developed, and that all rural development is to be discouraged, and suburban development is to be discouraged as well. Now, this program won't take full effect immediately, but this is the direction California is headed to, all in an effort to cut our greenhouse gas emissions. That's why it's so important to realize things aren't even warming, much less man-caused warming.
But, of course, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. If you say it over and over again, often enough and frequently enough, and you've got Al Gore there with his lying charts, and you have the control of the television and the radio and the newspapers, people, at least a significant number of them, will come to believe. Go right ahead.
Well, the purpose of the SB 375 is to create regional, remember that word is always being used, regional targets, and that's to be achieved through this organization called the Regional Targets Advisory Committee. Well, let's just pause for a minute on regional. What does regional mean in the context of American geopolitics? Regionalism is the way the Soviet Union expanded. There were no counties or cities that had elections where they had representative elected representative officials. Instead, it was governed by a system of regions where Siberia would be considered one way and the St. Petersburg area would be considered a different way. Through regions, you can create operating Soviets, that is, organizations that have a predetermined purpose with predetermined outcomes, staffed by people who go along. Now, that's what regionalism is, and that's what regionalism in California has certainly become. It's a vast system of Soviet operators working to achieve the end that has been determined in advance. The end here is the goals of Agenda 21, which we've discussed previously. And in essence, it calls for a single global authority operating within local areas for the implementation and management of these globalist concepts. So that's why earlier on I'm putting the blame on Schwarzenegger's back, even though it was the Democratic California legislature that passed this. It was Schwarzenegger who signed it.
Amen to that. Of course, he plays the part of being this conservative, but don't you believe it? Go right ahead.
Okay. So 375 required the Air Resources Board, another regional unelected power agency. It required the Resources Board to create the Regional Targets Advisory Committee. We got the regional authority given power by the state legislature to create another regional authority to decide all the rules by which we live in terms of where we live, what it looks like inside our living quarters, and how it is we are to be mobile. And all the emphasis on mobility in this state is now on trains, walking trails, and bike paths. You know, I know in 2004, Alameda County, which is the real champion of sustainable smart growth policy, passed a $2 billion tax increase. The people thought they were getting new roads, but all they got for that $2 billion were train lines, bike lanes, and walking paths in these smart growth communities. So we are being duped. We're being set up to become chattel within this fascist communist system of smart growth. Now, when the recent law was created to, was passed, that created this Regional Targets Advisory Committee. They are then to recommend factors to be considered and the methodologies used by the Air Resources Board when setting targets. The targets are for how much fewer miles are being driven. The targets are for how many people are within these cramped, urbanized, smart growth corridors. That's the goal. Now, the Regional Targets Advisory Committee that put out this report is comprised of a diverse group of, funny they picked this number, Stan, 21 individuals representing affiliated stakeholders, including air districts, local governments, transportation agencies, home builders, that means smart growth home builders, environmental planning, affordable housing, that means government housing, and environmental justice, that means, you know, a system of justice that puts the environment, all aspects of the environment, before human considerations. So you can see that these 21 people are all insiders committed to global governance. I mean, if you understand the nature of how those organizations operate, and those are the organizations that are implementing SB 375, which promises to change the face of California and how it is that Californians live. Little press attention to these issues. They write in their guiding principles to maximize social equity. Well, we talked about social equity earlier. That's using sociology. That's what they do with our kids in school. They're using sociology tactics, social tactics, to create this social equity, calling for social justice. The purpose of SB 375 is to maximize the concept of social equity in all aspects of our living. Now, California's strategy for reducing greenhouse gas emissions from passenger cars includes three elements. One is vehicle technologies, two is low carbon fuel technologies, and third, and this is where the SB 375 has a real effect, is the reduced vehicle use through changed land use patterns and improved transportation. Well, if you think walking down to the local train station and taking the train to wherever it goes is an improvement over today's transportation system, then you and I, and I think most people, would have great disagreement. There's no finer system of transportation than the auto. The problems we have with the auto are that the lanes on our roads are generally not sufficient to handle the number of people who have their cars. The issue for transportation is the improvement of those routes of circulation. But the other element is to do exactly the opposite of what smart growth requirements dictate of us. Instead of having a few smart growth cities scattered along the Pacific coast, we need to have more communities so that we don't have to jam everybody together. We need to spread out, but oh no, say the advocates of environmental justice. What about the kangaroo rat that you might displace? Or any one of the other thousands of endangered species that have a higher ranking under this evolving law than you or anyone in the listening audience has.
And I think people have to understand it's all hypocrisy. They have blocked, for instance, you know, efforts to clear the brush, you know, in the forest, so that we will have, of course, the massive fires that will kill all the endangered species and kill the animals and kill the insects and kill the three-toed frogs. They don't care about them. They're simply using them as an excuse to control humanity. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Because if you look at it logically, why would we be concerned about some little salamander? You say it's an endangered salamander and, oh my goodness, we've got to take away people's rights. They're not interested in the salamander. It's all about control. And once you understand that, that they understand and they laugh at how stupid we are to go along with their agenda. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true, Dr. Stan, but we've always got to remind the listener that not everyone involved in sustainable development action programs has the slightest idea. Many of them don't have the slightest idea of what they're doing. It just sounds warm and fuzzy. It sounds cool and neat, and so they do it. Now, of course, the leaders all understand that those people are useful, as idiotic as they might be. They're useful, but the number of people who really understand the philosophy and the package of policy that come with Sustainable Agenda 21 ideology are few indeed. But they are the people who have ascended to positions of power. And that philosophy and those policies are fully embraced by both the leadership of the Democrat Party and the leadership of the Republican Party. So that's why we as ordinary citizens have got to just become aware of what sustainable development is, so we can consistently fight against it, not find ourselves on the wrong side in one out of three battles. That's how they make their progress. When people make foolish mistakes in signing up with a policy implementation of the Sustainable Development Masters, the Agenda 21 Masters. And so that's inevitable to happen to people who don't gain some reasonable understanding of what Agenda 21 is. And again, I'll invite people to our website, freedomadvocates.org, because we'll give you all the tools you need to be able to recognize it in your community. And don't think wherever you are that it's not in your community. Through federal agencies and now every state government, every county in the United States has its Agenda 21 program. Now, counties in the state of California are going to really ramp that up over the next few years as they implement the provisions of Senate Bill 375.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand what this is about. It's about an effort on a small number of people to centralize power in their hands and in their leaders' hands, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces. Until you understand the spiritual component of what's going on, absolutely nothing makes sense. But certainly Michael has laid this out beautifully, and you need to go over what he says, get his DVDs, get his material, study and find out, and then join Michael and Radio Liberty in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620 or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Lost their jobs and fallen by the wayside. And so if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. We do carry the information by Michael Kaufman, Global Warming or Global Governance. That's Global Warming or Global Governance is one of his DVDs. The other is Global Warming, Fact or Fiction. And then, of course, we have a third one, and you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can get those DVDs. You need to get them. You need to get them out. And then, of course, my syllabus on sustainable development will give you a summary of the master plan, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It contains certainly the Earth Charter, and we do carry the Santa Cruz Agenda 21, although you want to get the UN one, why you get that from Michael. We have certainly a four-tape set on sustainable development. We have my talk, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. I believe it's on DVD. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I need to remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be 2 weeks from Sunday. It's going to be October 25th on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and we do hope that you'll be here. Incidentally, Michael will have a table there and have a great deal of material on sustainable development, so, and we'll have other people, a great program lined up. We're going to have your reservation in, certainly within about a week or so. I think a week from Monday we'll have to have the information in, because they want to know how many people are coming. So give us a call. You're going to have to reservation. We're having lunch, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to learn more about Dr. Blaylock's brain health product, just go to our website, just scroll down the page to the banner on that. If you'd like to learn more about the V-line lockbox to keep a loaded weapon in your home, not a bad thing to have, especially because we're going to see the breakdown of society, go to our website and to get the information. And then give us a call back if you'd like to get the product. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to certainly get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, on the Forbidden Secret. There really is a forbidden secret, you know. Dan Brown talks about it. He doesn't tell you the truth, but he talks about it. And then, of course, on the Financial Armageddon. The three DVD series, the Secret Mystery series, you can get them all in one or get them separately. That's the Secret Mystery series. Certainly, DVD, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, the 10-hour version. Four CD set on satanic crimes. And then we have a book by the same title. We also have the four tape set on, Satanism and revival, and then we have a four-tape set on the supernatural. There is a supernatural element behind everything going on today, and you need to learn about it and help us get the word out. and you're not going to get it from most places. You're not going to learn the truth from Coast to Coast and George Norrie and Art Bell, because they're paid a great deal of money to talk about all of these things and to lead you off into all sorts of misinformation and misdirect your efforts. But if you get the material available from Radio Liberty, you'll understand the true spiritual nature of what's going on and who is directing it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the satellite feed 9 hours a day, live 4 hours a day, MP3, blog, send the archive programs, watch our videos, read our newsletters, and then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. This is the 8th of October, coming to you deep from FEMA Region 7. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they're going to track the swine flu, by FEMA regions. Are we surprised? No, we're on top of it. We've been on top of it, much more than the fringe media has been on top of the issues. We've been there. We've talked about it. We know it's true, unfortunately. And at least it's going to sink into us when things happen like the dollar fails. That's right. Max Kaiser has now said the dollar is finished. If you watch the attitudes of the people that are on television, if you watch television, I know many of you don't, Josh, but if you watch television, you will see that they seem a little depressed right now. They seem a little bit like, well, you know, we may be having an upturn in the economy. Lie, lie, make people think it's true, so they'll go buy stocks so that it won't crash. That's what they're doing. Well, it appears the dollar may be finished. The whole United States is having an internal implosion right now, if you ask me. And I think Obama even looked like it the other day. He got off a plane. And you know how they do that fake smile and wave like there's somebody actually there besides their security people? Like there's a whole reception of people in Washington that wait for him to get off that plane? That doesn't really happen that way. Well, it was fake. He looked troubled. Could it be that there is another case by Arlie Tates that's going to proceed into discovery this week? Looks like this week, may have some discovery on another case regarding his birth certificate and whether or not he is a real candidate for the presidency of the United States. Also, we want to talk about Kevin Jennings, one of Obama's czars. Would you believe that there could be a czar who is in charge of safe schools? Now, isn't that a great little label? Safe schools czar. Now, who could have a problem with that? Well, what if I were to tell you that his hero is a NAMBLA icon? Could you believe that? A NAMBLA? North American? What is that? North American Man-Boy
Love
Association. Yeah. Not good. Harry Hay is his hero, and we'll talk about that. Also, Glenn Beck yesterday focused on Hardin, Montana. I was surprised. I TiVo'd it. I went back and looked at it again to see if he actually said anything. And I'm going to tell you what the bottom line of his whole Hardin, Montana story was. Kind of disappointing, but I'll tell you what that is. Also, 300 hotels are in default in California. 300. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. And remember the question we kept asking last year when a U.S. Senator Mark Foley from Florida disappeared? He went into treatment because he was allegedly sending emails to the young boys that work there in the Senate, the page boys, whatever they call them. Did you know the, you know, he left, went to treatment, and we kept saying, where's Mark Foley? Where's Mark Foley? Well, we found where Mark Foley is, and if you haven't heard, you're going to be surprised. Also, Rush Limbaugh has said, in no uncertain terms, I am not taking the flu shot. That's good for all of us, because he has a huge listenership. And you know all of those people with one hand tied behind, or one part, half of their brain tied behind their back? They're all going to do whatever Rush does. So that's a good thing for us. So we're going to tell you what Catherine Sebelius said, who is the director of Health and Human Services, that really teed off, you're going to hear a teed off Rush Limbaugh. Swine flu cured, this doctor says, by one item. It's something we've talked about on the Power Hour, and he says he's not seen one case that was not cured by this item. We got a whole lot of news to talk about today, because it really makes us feel good when things start happening the way we said that it was going to happen, and we can make sense of it in advance, and we can get others to say, not no, but heck no. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrhea.